Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jim Sabby from Pfeiffer Auction and Realty.
Jim Sabby, Pfeiffer Auctioneers, Bowman Office.
Jim Sabby, Bowman, North Dakota. Is that where you're from, or where are you from? Where do you live?
I grew up in Scranton, North Dakota, which is just 12 miles east of Bowman on a ranch, real close to the South Dakota border. So I'm from Bowman County and been there my whole life. I guess I haven't moved very far.
And as long as we're in Scranton quick, I'll let you plug your local watering hole. I know you're involved there in some way. I don't know if you're an owner or you just know the owner, but I see you're pretty active with trying to help out, get bands there and just kind of keep it a entertainment venue for people in the area in Scranton. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is. I am the owner of the Buffalo Creek Saloon in Scranton. We bring in a lot of bands, and Saturday nights during hunting season, we're having steak nights at my bar. There is not a steakhouse in Bowman County, which is kind of a shame. So we've got a gentleman that comes in and is cooking steaks. And, you know, we've been averaging 1 week, we're about 60 steaks, and next week we're over 100. So we've been averaging about 80, 90 steaks every Saturday night. And not bad for a town of 250 people. And with all the hunters in, they need a good place to eat. And then we have a lot of live entertainment with great bands coming from all over the United States, actually, passing through.
Okay, well, we'll get to real estate in just a second here, but okay, so Scranton, North Dakota, Bowman County, deer hunting season. You're going to be serving steaks. Talk to me a little bit more about the cut, the times, maybe some prices. You know, I'll give you a free plug here. This is there's not a lot of places that you can get a bite to eat in the middle of nowhere, so.
No, there isn't, and opening deer is November 4th, and that weekend we kind of leave for the American Legion is having their turkey supper on the 4th, and on the 5th, the firemen are having their chili feed and fundraiser. So that weekend, we will not have a steak feed, but we want to promote our local firemen and our legion, let them have all the suppers. But then the following Saturday, during deer season, we will have the steak fry, and you're going to get a 12, 16, or a 32-ounce steak. You can take your pick. $25 on the 12 and 28 on the 16-ounce, and the big one, I'm not sure what that is, but you can have two people eat off of that. But these steaks come from the Worst Shop in Dickinson, and if you know anything about great food and sausage, this is all right out of the Dickinson store here, and these steaks are never frozen. They come straight from the packing house. They are aged and never froze, so they are as fresh as you're going to get, and probably one of the best steaks you'll probably ever eat in the United States. I just about guarantee you that.
And this is at your bar, is that right?
Yes, we have the food vendor pull up right out front, and you place your order there, and you can go on in and have a few beverages, and we'll bring the steaks right to you. So it's right on Main Street, Scranton, North Dakota.
And I imagine you'll have some live bands or some kind of entertainment during the hunting season?
I do. On November 5th, I've got a band. We try to keep it local because all my cabins get filled up with hunters, but so I've got a band out of Dickinson called Sawdust. And they'll be down in Scranton on November 5th and helping us celebrate deer season and the fireman's fundraiser. And it's a great time, and they're a great band. It's nice to get these good local bands that are very gifted and talented.
All right, let's transition to the Bakken here. Jim Sabby from Pfeiffer Auction and Realty out of Bowman, North Dakota. Talk to me a little bit about this this auction that's going to come up. I saw it on your Facebook page is actually where it originated from, and about a consignment auction in the Bakken. I think this might be up a lot of people's alley. Talk to me about that.
It is. We've been getting a lot of calls from companies that want to sell off a few pieces of equipment, the oil companies, trucking companies. So we've been around that Wofford City area, and we found a great site on the bypass. And we're starting to get a lot of equipment lined up for it. We've got semis and tankers, and we do have a lot of oil field equipment from tank battery sites. And guys just trying to downsize some and try to get through the winter on a skeleton cruise, and they're trying to get rid of some of this equipment. So we decided we're going to hold a sale in Wofford City, one of our first ones up there, that we want to kind of have an annual event or a semi-annual event, but we've got some great people we're working with on the land that we rented for the time being. And again, we've got a gentleman running the country right now, Nick Johnson, who's working for our company, and I'm up there quite a bit. I'll be actually up and trying to procure more equipment. But right now, we've got a great lineup. Just if you want to look at our sale, what's coming up, you can go to pifers.com and click on the auctions, and you can take a look there and kind of see what we've got already booked. And actually, we've got about 7 more contracts coming in today of more equipment and, you know, skid steers and semis and pickups and, like I said, tankers and forklifts and genie lifts. And so it's going to be a pretty good auction site. And the sale is December 1st, and our deadline to get everything cataloged is November 7th. We will take consignments after November 7th, but they just won't be in a lot of the big advertising, but they will be advertised all over the web.
And is this going to be like a online auction? Is it a show up and bid auction? Talk to me about the auction process.
With our company, we do live auction and online. So you'll be able to bid online. We ask that everybody come and inspect the equipment, but you can have the opportunity to bid online or be right there in person. And so you got the opportunity to do both. But we do know in this day and age, time is very valuable, and people would rather sit by their computer and say, hey, I'm interested in number item number 67 coming through. I know that's going to be about a half hour, so I can go get some work done and come back and watch the sale and bid on it that way. So we just ask that you get pre-registered, and there's some terms and conditions you got to go through to register online, but it's pretty simple. And just get a hold of us. If you're looking to sell or buy, just get a hold of us. Nick Johnson or myself, and we'd be glad to help anybody out and come take a look at equipment or get you to the site where it is right now so you can take a look at all this stuff.
And so when we talk about a Bakken consignment sale, we're not necessarily talking about the drill pads and rigs and those types of things. You're talking more about some moving equipment, semis. I guess you mentioned a few things earlier, but if I'm an oil executive looking for a used rig, I don't even think they do that. But if they do, for whatever reason, you guys won't have that. It'll be more the supporting service stuff, I guess.
It'll be the supporting service. Plus, I believe we're working with a company right now on their tank batteries, 450 barrel tanks, 700 barrel tanks, and all the electrical boxes and the housing from a site like that. And then all their lightning rods that they have that are very expensive, plus all the lighting for all around these oil batteries. So, and computer systems. And like I said, we've got all these houses, and it's right now we're working on that, and we should know here in another week if we've got them. But those are the type of equipment we are getting from the oil companies. And then the service companies, we're getting the forklifts, the semis, the pickups, the trailers. So it's been very busy. We've got the opportunity to sell for some of these companies, and we feel that we have a lot to offer, being a local company, that they can kind of go right along with us and go through the whole process. We're not some big, huge company coming in here and doing these sales. They can actually talk to us. We're local people, and it's worked very well. Everybody's been very receptive to, you know, Pifers, and we've been around for 16, 17 years and doing a lot of sales. We were just starting to get into a lot of these big oil sales and oil field sales, and we've been doing a lot of machinery sales here lately. Last week we had a big farm machinery sale down by New England, North Dakota. We got some more coming up here a little bit later on this winter and next spring. So it's not new to us, but we are kind of new to this oil industry, and it's worked out very well.
Who's this really going to appeal to?
I tell you what, it's appealing to a wide variety of the industry. You know, anybody can buy this stuff. Some of this stuff is very specific to what it does, and we do have companies that are looking for oil tanks and the electronics that go with a lot of this. So we're kind of going to spread this one out all over. I'd say the whole gamut, really basically, you're looking at farmers and ranchers, they'll buy skid steers. You're looking at these tankers, or you're looking at some of these oil companies, you know, or trucking companies trying to get in on them. So we've got the whole gamut, and we have the opportunity to sell worldwide.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jim Sabby from Pifer Auction and Realty, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.